You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everybody. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. I am joined by Jason Beck, and we are going to talk Tigers here in the new year. Beck, what do you? First of all, I think everybody out there wants to know what you are resolving to do in 2016. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Not really a whole lot. I kind of resolved to not do resolutions a couple of years ago. And then now that the New Year's here, I just simply forget to do them. And I use the saying that, well, it's too late into the year to make any. It's a cop-out. It seems to work pretty well.
Well, do you resolve at least to not have any surprise root canals or anything of that nature?
I'm hoping for that, although we'll see. It's when you're a runner and it's winter in the Midwest, you're always liable for a slip and fall and any other sort of, you know, something
right.
that could lead to random surgeries and visits to the doctor.
That's absolutely true. Well, speaking of unexpected surgeries, you know, Victor Martinez had his close to a year ago, and seems like so much of this 2016 season is, I won't say dependent on him coming back to his old form, but certainly you feel a lot better about, you know, the totality of what the Tigers have done here and continuing to build around this core, you know, star group. You feel a lot better about all those things if Vic is back and healthy. What's the latest on what you're hearing about him? Because, frankly, we haven't heard much. We hear a lot about Miguel Cabrera having a normal offseason, so to speak, but what's the word on Vic?
Well, it's hard to get regular updates because, unlike some of his teammates, Victor is not an Instagram fiend and doesn't post, like, regular photos of his workouts. In fact, I don't know if he does any social media. Maybe little Victor does, and we just have never seen it. I have no idea. But the reports that the Tigers people say is that he's been working out normally and is feeling pretty good. Now, that said, if I remember right, the injury that he had last offseason didn't come until, like, late January, like mid to late January. So there's still a little bit of ways to go. In fact, I think it was the same way when he blew out his knee in 2012 as well. So it could be... You know, we'll have to wait and see. But all the signs right now are pointing towards him coming back healthy and being able to do everything once spring training starts, which should be huge. Now, does that mean we should expect a return to the 2014 form? I'm not quite going to say that. I don't know if we're ever going to see that type of home run power from him again. You'd love to, but, you know, it may be. It's possible for another year. Maybe he turns back the clock again, but I'd be surprised. I think what the Tigers are hoping to see out of him is a return to that productive bat that maybe doesn't have that same home run power, but can give you, you know, key hits and productive doubles and get you in a situation where, you know, you can get similar RBI totals. I think kind of more like what he had in 2011. Where I think he was like upper single digits, maybe low teens in home runs, but still got 100 RBI, and that's what the Tigers are really counting on to fill out that offense, and that's something that they've cited when people have asked about, you know, what else could go down this offseason.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I kicked this off with discussion of Vic, because. You know, again, the way things currently stand with this lineup, you point to him as a central figure still in the middle of that order. And I know in a dream scenario, the Tigers would add another impact middle of the order bat in left field and lengthen that lineup all the more and, you know, kind of take away from the urgency for Vic to come back to that old form. So as far as that left field situation goes, they go into the calendar year with Cameron Maybin and Anthony Gose and Tyler Collins all, pretending to have at-bats in that spot. But, of course, we know, and they're saying publicly and even privately, that they're not expecting to do anything else dramatic in the hospital season. But, of course, we know that when Mr. Ilitch gets that itch or there is the right guy at the right price at the right time, they've been known to pounce. Now, we have this situation, this logjam of free agent outfielders, and you just kind of look around the landscape, and it could be more guys than teams that can comfortably afford those guys. And you can definitely see a situation where prices come down a bit. So it's a long-winded way of asking you, Beck, if you think in the next couple of weeks, if we could see developments that lead to the Tigers, you know, potentially being in on one of those guys.
Everything I'm hearing is that, you know, they're not going to move quickly. And if they do anything, it's not going to be anytime soon. In fact, you know, the way it's like, they might not even do anything before spring training, whether it's left field or maybe even in the bullpen. That said, you know, I still think you're in a nice position to maybe go after a guy on the long term or on a short term deal if guys fall through the cracks. You've got outfielders out there without teams really pursuing. I think they're in a very good position for that, and something where, you know, they could go over into that luxury tax territory for 1 year and pay that first-timer's penalty, but avoid being one of those repeat offenders who starts paying like $1.40 for every dollar you spent, or you know, even greater than that, depending on what the rates would be in the next CBA. So, but right now they're showing no inclination to move quickly on anything. I know it's surprising to some people, and kind of, you know, a little bit perplexing for others. But right now they're being pretty steadfast in saying that they don't want to make another one of those big long-term deals. The next long-term deal I think they do would be for J.D. Martinez.
That makes a lot of sense. And I'm sure one guy who probably likes hearing that there's a slim chance of them doing a long-term deal with a left fielder, Steven Moya, because obviously if they did something long-term with anybody, that would affect his projections as far as becoming a mainstay on his Tigers roster. But what's the latest on him as far as winter ball goes?
Well, he's had an eye-opening campaign in winter ball. He showed power. You kind of expect that from him given his size. Well, he also showed some pretty decent play discipline and showed the ability to adjust to what pitchers were trying to do to him. Really, he did a lot of the things that Tigers people were hoping to see from him in AAA last year. And it's something where, while I don't think it necessarily puts him in a spot to make a huge run at a left field spot in spring training, but it could put him in a good position where if he compounds that with a good start in Toledo, that he could put himself back into the picture where, you know, he could be part of the left field mix sooner rather than later. Now, that said, he could go into spring training and mash the ball for 6 weeks and kind of crash the party. But right now, I think they want to see a little bit more development out of him. But this shows that he's capable of taking some of the struggles that he had last year, and even to some degree the year before that when he got a call-up, and learned from it.
Obviously, Moya is a left-handed bat. This lineup, as currently constructed, doesn't have a great deal of presence from the left-hand side. I know you get this question from readers, from Tigers fans quite a bit. Is this lineup too right-handed for its own good?
I don't think it is. And one of the reasons for that is that when you look at some of the right-handed hitters that they have, they can hit right-handed pitchers fairly well. Now, J.D. Martinez and Miguel Cabrera are both hitters who can go inside out with the ball and hit to the opposite field with authority, which I think gives them, you know, a good ability to hit right-handers there. You know, Victor Martinez being a switch hitter gives them some balance there in the middle of the order. They've hit right-handed and left-handed pitching fairly balanced to to where you don't see the statistical gap that you might have expected for a lineup that leans is right-handed as a duck. And when you compound that with some of the guys that, you know, assuming they don't do anything extra, some of the guys who would be in the left field mix, you know, Tyler Collins, Anthony Ghost, Moya being, you know, potentially at some point here, that it's a better looking lineup than I think it gets credit for, at least from a balance standpoint, to where, you know, they've got a little bit of flexibility, and depending on what they do with the bench, they've got some opportunities where they can go to a left-handed bat in a situation where they might need somebody against a tough right-handed reliever. And that's really what, you know, kind of the bounce is looking for.
All right. Tigers have been, they were one of baseball's more active teams early in the offseason, and it could very well be the case that they now coast into spring training in Lakeland, Florida. We'll see what transpires over the next few weeks, but Jason Beck is all over it for Tigers.com. I want to thank him for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.